Hello there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better outlook, a better day, and hopefully a better you. This is Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. So today is Monday, although you may hear this on a different day because this is my recording day, so you might not hear it on a Monday, but for all intents and purposes, today is Monday. Why is that important for me to share? Because there's stereotypes that go along with these things called Monday. You know what I mean. Mondays are the doldrums. Mondays are hard to be motivated. That's what we hear about Monday. People typically have attitudes on Mondays that they may not have on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Let's talk about it. Do you get to have an attitude? That's what we're really going to focus on today. Is there ever a time where you get to have a bad attitude? And is that okay? Well, I think reality says that everybody is entitled to emotions, and emotions range. And sometimes those emotions can lead to feeling less than happy. And less than happy can result in an attitude that's not positive. But what do you do with that? So if you have what we call a bad attitude, you're not feeling positive. Do you fake it because it's not in good taste? You could. I'm not sure if that's the best route to go. I mean, it might make some people around you happy. It might make them wonder about your sincerity, though. I think that a bad attitude is something that many of us have gone through before. I don't know one person who's never had a bad attitude. I think when you have one, it's deciphering where it comes from. So, did you feel like you got some bad news before you went to bed and you woke up feeling cranky? Did you feel like you didn't get enough sleep and you wanted to stay in the bed? Or both? You know, I think first identifying where the bad attitude comes from gives you at least a little bit of justification in how you feel. And that justification goes a long way. That's not to say that you're going to take that demeanor or that attitude or temperament and lash out at people. But at least you know that it could happen. At least you know that you're susceptible to doing that if you're already feeling quite cranky or feeling like you are triggered in some way emotionally, right? So decipher where the attitude came from, and then you can kind of chew on it for a bit. Do you want to, as a result of knowing where it came from, stay in your room? Do you want to go for a walk or a run? Do you want to do some stretching or some yoga? Do you just want to take another nap or talk to a friend? I think figuring out what it is, where it came from, and then what to do with it is the best route. But I don't want you to feel like you have to fake it for others. That doesn't mean that, again, that you're going to be cruel or mean or rude. But it does mean that you're giving yourself an opportunity to be genuine. And for you, genuine might be that you're just not that happy that day. Now, do you tell people that when they say, "Hey, how you doing?" Sure. You don't have to say terrible, right? But you could say, when being asked, "How are you doing?" "I've had better days." Now, that might invite more conversation. You might just say, "I'm hanging in there. I'm okay." You could even say, "You know what? I'm still figuring it out, but how about you?" Right? There's lots of responses you can give. But I don't think you have to fake a good attitude if you're having a bad attitude. And I think you're entitled to have a bad attitude every now and then. You just got to figure out how to make it not someone else's problem as you decipher where it's coming from. There's a wide range of emotions that we go through. And, you know, some of them are labeled negative, some of them are labeled positive, but usually they can get us to a point where we work through things and become better. And I don't want you to feel like you have to be perfect or toxically positive all the time in order to be accepted. I hope that's helpful for you guys. Take some time and subscribe, share this, review. I want to know your thoughts. They are important to me. Be well.